Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and the midterm elections are just a week away. Coming up, we'll check in on one congressional race in Pennsylvania.
But first, those new guidelines from the CDC for travelers who may have come in contact with Ebola patients. They call for a 21-day home quarantine instead of the forced isolation that New Jersey imposed on nurse Casey Hickox. According to reports, about 8 people are already under home quarantine in Connecticut. Yale grad student Ryan Boyko is one. He went to Liberia to help set up a computer database to track Ebola. When he came back 2 weeks ago, he had a low-grade fever. Tests showed no Ebola, but he was still ordered into quarantine by the state. And last night, from his home, he blasted that decision on MSNBC.
There's no scientific evidence to suggest that people are more safe. In fact, they're less safe because this policy makes it harder for healthcare workers and others to go to West Africa.
Well, nurse Casey Hickox is accepting the voluntary 21-day home quarantine required by her state, Maine. She'll be staying with her boyfriend. But that news has rattled students at the University of Maine in Fort Kent, where he is studying nursing. Dr. Robert Dixon is the vice president for academic affairs at the school. And Dr. Dixon, we're reading in the Press Herald, students saying if the boyfriend comes to class, they're going to walk out. What are you hearing?
Well, I was hearing similar kinds of statements from students who, by and large, I guess, were not very well informed about the status of the situation, nor are they well informed about the science associated with Ebola.
Meaning that if nobody's symptomatic, they can't catch anything?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you are sort of on the forefront of what a lot of institutions and community leaders are going to be dealing with as Ebola patients, as we know, come back to the U.S. and then are integrated back into society. So you sent out a campus-wide email. What did you say?
Well, we simply assured our community that we were going to take all necessary steps to keep our community safe and to, protect all our students. We also have sent out statements reminding them of how one would catch Ebola. There was a great deal of miscommunication about where Ms. Hickox is and where she will be when she arrives here. And, of course, we've had a great influx from journalists. And so it's created, I guess, a great deal of concern. It's also fed into some misinformation about what's going on and what's safe and what's not safe.
Well, you go out of your way in the email to refer to Casey Hickox as a heroic nurse. But you seem to conclude by saying that you're going to respond to some of the concerns and err on the side of caution. What have you decided regarding her friend?
Well, her friend is a student here, and he's volunteered to self-quarantine himself during the next 3 weeks. You know, he's been willing to do that, not because of the misunderstanding of the science, but because he understands that there's a great deal of hysteria in the community in general about this, and he doesn't want to alarm the community any more than it's currently alarmed.
So he has agreed to sort of homeschool himself and then also quarantine himself and test himself for 21 days and not come on campus until he's cleared of any health risks. What would you tell the other institutions that are going to have to be dealing with this down the road? What would you say to them?
I would say that in general, they have to be concerned about the external community, and that's where a lot of information is also circulating. And, of course, our responsibility is to our students, and so we're trying to communicate effectively with our students and to let them know that they're safe and to provide them with good information. But I suppose that anyone in this situation would have to also be concerned about the general public, because having the press here in large numbers raises certain alarms and fears in the general public.
In other words, you're saying that you're a very small town, I think something like 4,000 or 5,000 in Fort Kent, small school, but be prepared for this fear to be exponentially exploded by the attention to it.
That's right. And I think it reminds us that we are a small planet and that things that happen in one part of the world can easily make their way to you, and you have to be prepared to deal with them. You can't think in terms of somehow being outside of what occurs in larger places.
That's Dr. Robert Dixon, Vice President for Academic Affairs at the University of Maine in Fort Kent. They have a student there who is the boyfriend of Casey Wilcox, the nurse, who's going to be reportedly living off campus with him. And the school has asked him to study at home, and he's agreed to do that until he's also clear of any Ebola fears. And neither are showing symptoms right now. Dr. Dixon, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.